Hey everyone, welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I just wanted to come on and acknowledge that I think I made a mistake in the entire way I was approaching today's episode and how to evaluate and value players in MLB and compare them to how to value prospects in terms of making a trade that would line up. So what I was saying was a player like Madison Bumgarner, if he's worth about two wins above replacement, which is of course debatable and it depends upon what your evaluations are of him, but that's what we were going on based on the projections that show up on Steamer and Zips. But so if he's worth about two wins, that is worth about $18 million based on what teams pay for a win above replacement in free agency. And so what I was saying today is that because he's worth $18 million, that means you should net a prospect who's worth $18 million approximately. And that was based on an article on Fangraphs by Craig Edwards. But actually, the way to think about it is that the prospects are providing that much surplus value because they are not owed any money yet. When you acquire a prospect who hasn't played in the major leagues, for example, those dollar values that I was looking at were surplus value. So in order to relate that to a current major league player who is signed for some amount of money, for example, Bumgarner, we need to look at the surplus value that he's providing, not just the outright value. So Bumgarner is signed for $12 million this year. If he's actually going to end up being worth two wins above replacement, that's worth about $18 million. So the surplus there is $6 million, the difference between $18 million and the $12 million that he's actually paid. And so that would get you a much lesser prospect than what I was talking about, which is why I felt compelled to come on here and explain that I was making a mistake when talking about it in that way. But of course, there's also the playoffs to consider. And so to say somebody's worth two wins above replacement does not factor in the postseason and what they can provide in the postseason. And so that's kind of beyond my understanding totally of how teams value what that player can provide to their postseason roster. And that's, we did talk about Will Smith and how relievers can be used in a especially impactful way in the postseason. And so these are definitely things that get quantified by MLB teams, but it's not something I necessarily know how to pinpoint exactly. But the fact is, we talked about pairing Bumgarner and Will Smith. Will Smith is only paid a little over $4 million this season, and it for him is also the last year of his contract before he reaches free agency. But if he's worth a win or two above replacement by himself, depending on when you deal him, let's say he's worth two wins above replacement, which would be the high end, I think, for him. But let's just say, for the sake of keeping it simple, if he's only paid $4 million and he's worth $18 million, then that's $14 million in surplus for him. And if Bumgarner is worth six, then you do get up to $20 million in surplus, which again gets you into the level of a 50-grade pitching prospect. And so it all, again, we have to factor in the postseason and we have to factor in different teams have different evaluations for these players. Like maybe Bumgarner is a three or a four-win player and not a two-win player in the minds of the Giants or in the minds of some team acquiring him. And then the postseason comes into play as well. So I think the point kind of still stands. If they package those guys, and not necessarily those guys, whoever it may be that they package together, they're going to try to target at least somebody probably on the higher end, like at least a 50-grade pitcher prospect or position player prospect. I just think that my evaluation was originally off saying that it was based on the total worth of the player. It's about the surplus of the player. So Bumgarner having, you know, $6 million surplus on the low end and higher depending on how you value him. So anyway, just wanted to come on and make that correction. We will have another episode tomorrow on Wednesday talking about tonight's game against the Nationals. Can't wait to see you then. Until then, we'll see you next time.